Hello, my imaginary friends, as SM2N would call you. I hope you're all doing well. And actually, I only know a few of you personally, so who knows, maybe 3/4 of you are. Just my imagination. Anyhow, I thought that I would come on Audio Boom and post a wee bit of updated about what's been happening in my admittedly not all that interesting life. Now, I apologize if this boo contains rantage, but I have to warn you that for some reason I have been in an incredibly stroppy mood this past couple days, and I don't know why, and I can't seem to break it. Well, actually, yes, I sort of do know why. A couple of things have happened that were rather unfortunate. First of all, my entire day Friday was a write-off. And that's because, starting in the afternoon anyway, I had one seizure after another, and they kept coming and coming and coming. I don't know how the hell many I ended up having, because what I had to do was just finally go to bed, because the world kept sort of fading in and out, and I couldn't concentrate on anything, I couldn't do anything, so I just had to lie down. And I ended up sleeping off and on for about 12 hours. When I finally got up, I thought the seizures were over, so I went to send somebody an email, sat down, tried to write, didn't I have a couple more? So that put me right out of sorts. They only seem to happen now every couple weeks or so, but boy howdy, when they happen, they hit me hard. And I'm sorry, I know people have worse conditions than this. I realize it. But I am so sick and tired of this. Because when I have a day like that, as I said, it's a total write-off. I can't do anything. My thoughts become totally fragmented. I get dizzy. I get nauseous. I get headachey. You know, I can't think properly, I can't speak properly. Mike Fair, I think, found that out the other week because I sent him a DM and had a seizure during it. I couldn't even get out the fact that I was having a seizure, as I recall. And I'm sorry, I'm just so sick and tired of this. If there was an actual cause that my doctors could determine, I wouldn't mind so much. My neurologist is bound and bent that it's not epilepsy. My psychiatrist, or one of them anyway, I've seen too, has said, well, actually, you know what, I think you might be having epileptic events from time to time, and they're sparking off non-epileptic seizures. Well, I'm effed if I know, but I just wish it would quit. I really do, because I can't get a job with this problem hanging over my head. I can't work with this. And it's really discouraging. Anyway, so there was that. And then yesterday, I felt much better, thank God, when I woke up. So I thought, right, I need to get some work done around here. I need to clean my house, do a bit more packing, and actually, you know, try to feel industrious. Well, folks, I did a really stupid thing yesterday that I'm actually ashamed to admit to, because it never should have happened. It was totally due to carelessness. I was dusting my living room, and I had my iPhone sitting on a table that I wanted to dust, so I picked it up and set it down in the chair next to the table. And then I forgot to put it back. So later on in the day, didn't I go and sit in that chair upon said iPhone? Well, it's still working, thank God for small mercies, but it's having issues. When I try to focus on something, VoiceOver will now just flick away from whatever I've focused on at times. So I have to go back to it. So that was partly what put me in this strop. And then today, I discovered that my Olympus is totally messing up as well. I wanted to record some stuff at church and post it on Audio Boom, and I did record it, but it was not postable because for some reason, no matter what mode I put the Olympus in now, my mics keep cutting in and out when the organ is particularly loud. I think it's because I've just banged the thing around one too many times. It's gone with me everywhere. I've put it in pockets and purses and bags. What has it got in its pockets? I've banged the microphones around a few times. But, you see, I can't solve either of these problems right now because I've packed the bag that had my iPhone receipts and paraphernalia in it. And the box is taped. And I'm not sure which one it is. So I can't take that back to the store right now. And the same goes with my Olympus. I think I still have the warranty somewhere, but if I do, it's packed and I can't get to it right now. Oh, bloody Nora. So I feel like my electronic devices are now all in revolt against me. And then I think it's also the weather that's got me in such a bloomin' mardy mood, because it's rained continually since late Friday night, and it's beginning to drive me stir-crazy. So this morning, I had to find my umbrella and walk to church in the pouring rain, which was fine. I'm actually very glad I went, because it turned out to be a really good experience, but getting there was a bit difficult because the rain was just bucketing down on my umbrella, and it made hearing traffic nigh impossible. But anyhow, I got there and back with no difficulty, really. I mean, I had to stop and wait at street corners to make sure nothing was going to run me down. But I'm very glad that I got there, because the lady that preached this morning was fantastic, so articulate, but also funny as hell. She talked a bit about how the Bible contains such interesting dichotomies. One can go from an absolutely beautiful psalm of praise to a horrible expression of lamentation. And to illustrate, she actually used examples that I remember from childhood, and they totally had the congregation in stitches this morning. I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but when I was growing up, when I was a wee lass of 5 and 6, there was a show on television called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, really, what it was just this man in a sweater and some puppets. But this man always sang this It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood song. Will you be my neighbor? And so, to illustrate some of these examples in the Bible, The guest minister did mention certain passages, of course, but she also sang that song and then sang another song from my childhood that I remember very well. Nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I'm going to the garden to eat worms. She was a really good singer, too. So, oh my gosh. She just had us in stitches this morning. So it was a real pleasure to hear her, also because she was so well-spoken and had a lot of interesting things to say. But then, oh dearie me, didn't I make a fool of myself afterward in the church hall? I have a friend who is not doing very well at the moment. She had hip replacement surgery on June 12th, and she had to go back in the hospital afterward because she had a setback and her wound became infected. Now she is currently staying at a convent. She's actually an Ursuline nun, and nuns of that order can live on their own. But until she recuperates a bit, she's staying at this convent. Well, a lady from my church knows this friend of mine, so she came up to me afterward and said, oh, I spoke to Eileen on Wednesday. And anyhow, we got talking about my friend Eileen and how she's not doing very well. And I've been really worried about Eileen and really concerned that when she does finally manage to get home, she won't have anyone to help look after her. She needs to recoup for a month and she won't be able to drive. So I've been quite concerned and, silly me, I totally didn't mean to, obviously, and if I had realized I was going to, then I think I would have prevented it. Silly me burst into tears. Right in the middle of the church hall with, like, 250 people around me. Ugh, oy vey. So it's been a